The following is a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the Wesleyan Airway, a show where we talk about a myriad of topics with wonderful people and just a great array of guests. And today I am humbled to have Professor Tamara Coy from the Department of English on the show with me. And Tamara, thank you so much for coming. I know it's a busy time of the year for you, so hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know we were supposed to do this a couple of days ago, and you were feeling a little under the weather.
I was.
You look like you fully recovered. I hope that is the case.
Thank you. Yes, much better. And obviously this weather and blossoms and Easter coming up makes it all better.
Now, if I don't sneeze once every 5 to 10 minutes, I think something's wrong.
Yeah.
So, and that'll happen until about July when everything begins to sort of die off again.
Always fun.
So I always start with a very simple question, and that is if you can explain your life in 2 minutes and under, from the time of birth to what got you sitting on that sofa.
Nothing difficult.
No, very quick.
Well, I'm actually from Owensboro and grew up here. And then I went to Center College and did their study abroad program and studied a year in England and ended up, I studied a year in England and then ended up actually marrying and moving to England for 20 years.
Wow.
So, where
in England?
I was in Wiltshire and London.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely. A little town called Marlborough. And then I came back, and my children are English, and came back here and joined Kentucky Wesleyan for English and study abroad.
Wonderful. So study abroad is fairly new. Mm-hmm. In terms of what we are trying to do as a college to ramp it up. We've always had some study abroad programs, but for people who don't quite understand what is study abroad, could you give a little bit of a background?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we're really trying to build on some of the great things that we did in the past and make it more of a centralized, you know, office, obviously. And so the students have that kind of one-stop shop. Anything they need to know about study abroad, they can come to us, they can take semesters abroad, they can look at different programs that we have partnered with, like KEYS. We're part of their consortium that's out of Bowling.
And what is KEYS?
KEYS is the Kentucky Institute of International Studies. It's based in Bowling Green and part of Western Kentucky University, although it's its own office. And it's a consortium of several colleges in Kentucky that all kind of partner and work together and give these programs in winter and in the summer and opportunities to students, and anyone can join them. But it also gives our faculty opportunities to actually teach abroad and take students to these places.
So what type of programs are we discussing, and what is the length generally of one of these programs?
So good question. It varies. You'll have in the winter, they can be 2 or 3 weeks, and that works really well with Wesleyan's winter break because we usually have about 5 weeks off. So it partners really well.
Keeps
with
people
us.
Busy and out of trouble.
Yeah, of course. I know, because it's Christmas, you know, all of that good food. And then in the summer, you have a variety. It can span from 3 weeks to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And some of the longer courses with KEYS are great because students can get 2 course credits. Mm-hmm. They don't need to pay. Tuition is actually covered by Western Kentucky University, so they can have that transfer to KWC. They don't need to pay tuition. They just pay for the travel component of it. So it's a great opportunity for students really to go anywhere. They have programs in Europe, and they also have programs. There's a one that I'm going to check out this summer that's in Korea and Japan.
Nice.
So, yeah, a lot of really interesting opportunities.
So what tends to be the most popular?
For KEYS, I think probably more Europe. I mean, okay. Italy's really popular. Paris, of course, is popular. And I'm even taking some students through faculty-led in Wesleyan. I'm even taking some students to Paris this May. So
nice.
We also have, not just with KEYS, we also have faculty-led programs. And myself and Dr. Christina Starkey is going to take students to Germany next summer with her math course. We have have Professor Carrie Miller, who's also going to take students to New York City next spring. So we're trying to also give study abroad opportunities for students and away. So it's not just abroad, but you know, you can go places in the country, like New York City, obviously, and that they can go with their professors. So it's not just with other programs.
And I'm glad you brought that up about the study abroad, not just being study across in foreign countries, but also within our own. And when I went to college, one of the things that I regret the most was I never was in a study abroad program. And post college, I've been lucky. I've visited 49 states. I have yet to get to Hawaii, but I've also been in 12 or 15 different countries. And I wish I would have been able to do that as a student with somebody to help guide, because there was, you know, often when I would go sort of on your own and fumbling around, which is a lot of fun, but I don't know that I got to see everything quite as well. So the fact that you're offering this opportunity, and with our student base being very heavily Kentucky, and with students who really have not traveled much at when they've gotten to the college, this is a great way for them to see either another part of the nation, which can be just as foreign as going 9,000 miles away.
It's all part of the adventure.
Definitely. So what got you interested in, obviously you lived abroad, you know the importance of seeing other cultures and integrating those cultures into what we do and how we see the world. But what got you interested in into helping our students do the same?
Well, it's, you know, honestly, it's, you're absolutely right. I mean, because I had such a great experience studying abroad, and it opened so much of the world to me. I look at our students who are filled with enthusiasm, and they're bright, and we have this great sense of community. But I want them also to have that outside the classroom experience. You know, I know education is a gateway, but definitely study abroad is a further gateway into making kind of global citizens and having those cultural exchanges and opportunities. And I want to make sure that, you know, they get that whole education, that it's not just seeing on campus, but that you can have these experiences outside the classroom with your professors. I have so many students that come back and say, you know, this set me up for my career. It wasn't just about going and experiencing another culture. This gave me independence, maturity. And there's so many studies that show that students who study abroad or away, as you rightly said, you know, just going and being outside of your comfort zone, that increases their GPA. They have higher graduation rates, and they often feeds into what employers are looking for. You know, people that have been willing to try something new.
Well, and I think that's a great statement. And obviously, at Kentucky Wesleyan College, we have wonderful courses and top global professors, but you can get a really good classroom education in a lot of places. And when you talk about what employers wanted, it really is sort of that hands-on or real life type of experience. We talk about that. And how do we get that? Well, going studying abroad, being immersed in a different culture, even for 2 weeks, gives you such a different perspective of what is going on. And that could be amazing. We talk about the tipping culture here in the US, and it's getting out of hand. I spent some time in Japan, and we overpaid the taxi driver, not even a tip. We just, I can't remember what it was, but we just sort of rounded up and gave it. He returned the money to the hotel so that he would not get into trouble. And I tried to tip a gentleman who was carrying one of my colleagues' suitcases that weighed a good 1,000 pounds. He was lugging this thing. And I tried to give him a tip to say thank you. And the manager ran across the first floor atria yelling, And grabbed the money out of the poor gentleman's hand and thrust it back into my hand. And I felt so bad. But it just, those different cultures, and you can read about it, but until you see it, until you live it, it doesn't always sink in.
Truly, you know, it doesn't. I think, you know, it's until you're actually immersed in the culture and talking to real people and making those exchanges and not just in, as you said, only 2 weeks, but you know, you meet other people and potentially make lifelong friendships, right. You know, and so it really also, you know, with Keys and Harlaxton is another one of mm-hmm. our partners, students can go for a semester. And so they really have a chance to be able to immerse for that full time. And, you know, my time that I spent in England, I've kept in touch with people mm-hmm. over the years, obviously, and you make these lasting relationships that will feed into your perspective. You bring back home and it just you can share that with others, right. and completely maybe question, you know, why we do some of the things that we do. And it's I just think it's a valuable experience. It's something that can also lead to internships. You mm-hmm. know, you can do that. So, you know, I'm hoping that students, I would like, Tom, for there to be an expectation, you know, mm-hmm. eventually on campus, that all students have this expectation that if they want to study abroad, that we can help them find the way and wherever they want to go.
And I think we're at the very beginning of putting in that framework. And I did work at a college where about 80% of our students studied abroad. And abroad could be somewhere else in the nation as well.
Sure.
But it worked out really nice. And for those who, you know, there were about 20% of the students for whom it just did not work. And that was, we'd work out other ways. But I would love for our students to get that opportunity. So you are getting set up in a new office to help. And what are your plans going forward, say in the next 6 months, next 18 months? What is it you would like to do with the study abroad program? In which direction would you like to see it move?
Well, I, you know, more of what we're doing, I certainly want to establish more of our own in-house faculty-led programs. And mm-hmm. we have some great faculty who are interested in that. And so definitely want to have that as an opportunity for our students that maybe would like to be more of, you know, kind of home from home, so they still have their professors in the classrooms, just going out into the bigger world. But I also want to see us looking at more partnerships as well, and see if we can find some places overseas that have partner schools that students would be able to, it would be our kind of go to, but that we also have students coming to us and mm-hmm. that faculty could do exchanges
really kind
as
of
well.
Right. And that's the beauty of doing the exchanges, is not just for students, but also for faculty.
Indeed, exactly.
And teaching in an entirely different culture is eye-opening as well.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that, you know, it's all about engaging, you know, having an engaging campus. Mm-hmm. And so that it is both students and faculty. It's great for personal development. It's great to broaden your spectrum. It's great for research. You know, I mean, it's something that it also diversifies the campus. You know, if we're bringing that culture back into the community, that,
correct.
You know, the lessons that we've learned. And then also, you know, you have the you have students really from their majors, you know, being able to apply some of the things that they've learned in the classroom mm-hmm. into the bigger world.
And that's a great statement as well. We have increased the number of international students. I believe in 2020, when I arrived, we had fewer than 10. Mm-hmm. And last year, I believe we were close to 35.
That's right.
And mainly through athletics, which is a great gateway as well. And we get many students who don't have the opportunity for athletics as part of a college experience in the European or Asian nations, and they come over here where we do still have the opportunity until the NCAA keeps changing the rules. But that's a whole different radio show. Mm-hmm. But and that's kind of nice. And have you interacted with some of those students to
I have. I've had a lot of them in my classes.
Good.
And so it's been really interesting to chat with them. I think we had 13 different nationalities.
We did.
Of those 35.
And for those of you who get to campus, you can walk through the Winchester Center, and we have them hanging from the ceiling right
exactly.
in the main hallway.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see. And I have, you know, and it's great to see how they interact with the you know, the students, our United States students. Mm-hmm. And they, I think it brings, you know, it just brings a perspective that people haven't thought about or seen before. But I also find I had a student years ago who came from England, and he was in my page to stage class. And we did a play on veterans, that was about interviewing veterans, and then we turned their stories into plays. And Ben came with me, and he was the freshman. He literally had just come.
Arrived.
And we went around in town, and we interviewed some veterans, and some wonderful, wonderful people. And they shared their stories, mm-hmm. and it was so interesting to see these cultures coming together, and Ben chatting to them. And I think that's part of the beauty of study abroad and sharing cultures and seeing the world, is that you're able to question why you believe what you believe,
right.
and see other people's perspectives and the way they live. And then you can make educated decisions on how you want your life to be.
And I think you're so correct, and I don't want to get into a political talk here by any means, but right now our nation is so divided, and we all have our own little bubble, and nobody wants to look outside that bubble. And giving somebody who's between 18 and 22 the opportunity to not just step outside our little narrow political bubble, but to really get outside the country and see how things look and appear and how they work, and bringing those ideas back. And it may not change your political affiliation. I think it makes every one of us a little more open as a person as to what can happen and with whom we can work.
Yes, yes. And I think that's just important. I in my freshman English classes over the years, I've taught, opposing viewpoints. It's just mm-hmm. key. You have to be able to see both sides. And I think that extends into the notion of studying abroad or away. You need to be able to see both points of view, and so that you can make up your own mind right. in the way that you want to perceive the world. And as you said, those valuable years, 18 to 22, when you're really starting to just kind of discover yourself and discover right. what you want your life to be, and when you're thinking about careers, and I think that any experiential learning is so valuable. And I know that we have our professors do a great job of trying to look at internships and have mm-hmm. experiential learning outside of the classroom, and really study abroad is just an extension of that. And
what's another color on an artist's palette, right?
Exactly.
And a bold, strong color, and just it strengthens it a little bit more. It doesn't detract from the other things we are doing. It just adds to it and strengthens the overall experience.
It does. And and I hope students, when they join KWC, that they see study abroad as something that is very accessible, that is a natural progression in their education.
Well, and the beauty of higher education is that the student memory turns over every 4 years. So something that is not seen as accessible or doable right now because it hasn't been in the past, in 4 years, could be what everybody knows.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty. We can change the culture fairly quickly just by dint of graduation and by others coming in.
Oh, truly. And, we have, obviously, we have quite a few students that are going to study abroad this spring.
Good.
But I agree, it's the students also that are coming. I want them to feel that it's the most natural, idea and expectation to, when they come as freshmen, that it's like, okay, now let's plan,
let's start that process now.
Start that, exactly. And reach out to me and come to the office and say, okay, where do you want to go and what do you want to do? And let's see what fits. And let me help you on that pathway. And we can put, and not to see any, obstacles, rather than seeing it, how do I finance this? How do I, if I'm an athlete, how do I make this work? How do I do that? It's that I can remove those obstacles and show them.
Show them that it truly is accessible. Well, I'm excited. And I think anybody listening today has to be excited. And hopefully the students will continue to become even more excited. But we are at the end of the show. And thank you so, so much. I'm sure this is a great topic. We'll have to have you back again when we get a little further down the road to see what has progressed and where we've gone. But as my guest, I would like to give you the last word to our audience. So what would you like to leave them?
Well, I hope that you will reach out and, think about what adventure in the world you'd like to see and reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you with that.
Wonderful. Well, Professor Tamara Coy, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
And for those out there listening, be good to each other, and most importantly, be good to yourself. And until next time, Goodbye.
The proceeding was a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC. Cannot be reproduced, rebroadcast, or recorded without written permission by the show's host, WKWC, or Kentucky Wesleyan College.